This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أتيت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله لك الأمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين. وجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as if you may feel there is a void in your heart, something that is missing, that we talked about it earlier on. But today we're going to go into details, a roadmap and a game plan in order for you to hold on to the charge that you had and something that to look forward to. So today is going to be a practical, a small piece of paper that you will hang on your fridge and something to do. As a human being, we have to have a goal, something to shoot for, some kind of methodology, in a way that we would be able to reach next Ramadan in one piece. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ulad make us live till next Ramadan and accept everything we've done. Last time we talked in general, how is it that we actually leave something that is halal and we do something that is haram? And we talked about how important it is for us to understand why we were so happy in Ramadan, for the simple fact that we actually started to do what we're supposed to be created for, which is the ibadah. And that's the reason the scholars will tell you, you're so happy in Ramadan, because you were doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created you except to worship me. So when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have the tranquility, you have the peace of mind. You're ready to die. It doesn't matter to you now. You've given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He deserves. And we will never be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way befitting His majesty. It's impossible. Not even the angels on judgment day will say that. It says, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. سُبْحَانَكَ سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. Magnificent, complete. There is no such imperfection in you, Allah. We have not worshipped you in a way befitting your majesty. Not even the angels say that. So we have been taqsir, meaning we have shortchanged. We haven't done things in the way befitting his majesty. But the way we live accordingly, the scholars will tell you, please live the rest of your life. How you lived in Ramadan, your Eid will be in Jannah. That is your goal, not just Ramadan. And you hear the same khutbah over and over again. So by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this portion of Allah compiled some points in order for us to shoot for. Because what we do is we live haphazard now. Ramadan is over, we just go back to our own ways. So we have to have a goal. Here we understand that we have two things always we talk about. Al-ilm wal-amal, knowledge and action. These are the twins of faith that we always have to strive for. There is no such a thing that I come here and listen to it and get entertained and move on with no actions. Al-ilm min al-amal la yakun wal-amal bila ilm min al-junun. So knowledge with no action cannot be, nor that action with no knowledge is insanity. So we have to have both. That's the reason I'm asking you to take a piece of paper on the way out. All you have to do is follow this methodology. So we're going to go through it quickly, inshallah, in order for you to understand what this whole thing means and how to keep ourselves intact. So the Salaf, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the righteous predecessors, they will tell you, the sign of a good deed is the good deed after it.
The sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your good deeds, that you will see another good deed coming. And istimrariya fi ubudiyya. Meaning the continuity of the slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. It doesn't stop. And one of the reasons why we pray, we fast 6 days in Shawwal is exactly that. It doesn't stop there. And that's the reason that the sahih is there. That you fast the 6 days of Shawwal, and we have a few days left. If you have another, do your best to catch it, inshallah. So I'd appreciate it if you keep your phones on silence or turn it off. Now, all we have to understand, that is the reason that we have to do certain things, that there is a burud map Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So the first thing we say that we have to have, the first thing is on the list is be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah made you live, and you're listening to what I'm saying to you now. That means you lived through Ramadan. That's the first thing you should be grateful to. I am grateful to you, Allah, that you made me live through Ramadan. But what is the sign for me to be grateful? Is وَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. I am grateful to you, Allah, but you have to do what? عَمَلْ عَمَلْ action. I cannot just be grateful to you with lip service. So I am grateful to you, Allah, because I've known how many janazas we had in Ramadan. How many janazas we had before Ramadan. How many janazas did continue and finish Ramadan. And the hadith says, even a man that was martyred. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this man that lived after him is in a higher place in Jannah. Even martyrdom, he was asked why. He says, did he not live to another Ramadan? Did he not go and do ibadah? So you'll understand being number one on your list is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made you live and witness Ramadan. And for that I have to be grateful to Allah, not lip service. We have to do what? Actions and deeds. Your second on your list is azab. You know what azab means? Condolences. You are giving condolences to yourself that Ramadan is over. You have to have this thing. What does that mean? Somebody died very close to your, not your heart. Your heart can never die. If it does, may Allah help you, wallahi. Remember that there's a black dot every time that you don't do certain things. Or a black dot that is written or passed in your heart if you do certain deeds. So don't let your heart die. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he was asked, إِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَصْدَقْ. The heart gets rusty. So what was the answer? He was عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. Two things that will keep your heart alive, and it's on your list. So when I say condolences, I mean to have to think that somebody died in your family. Ramadan is gone, I need him back. I want him back. But by the blessing of Allah, that Ramadan comes back, gets revived. So he says two things that will keep you on the straight and narrow. Quran, as it's coming a little bit later on, and dhikrul maut. And remember in death, that will keep your heart alive. It will not rust. So when you give yourself condolences, how much would you give back to get your mother back? How much would you give or spend to get your father back? How much would you spend to get your daughter or your son back? Or. Now the same thing that you should be the rest of your whole year, asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, divided in two, like the Sahaba used to do, radiallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want it back. I want that beauty of the taste of the ibadah back. So they, after 6 months of Ramadan, what did they do? Ya Allah, accept Ramadan. How many of us now stop saying that? We can't, because we're not guaranteed. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, 6 months, the righteous, 6 months after Ramadan. 6 months. Not just the day of, after 27th, khalas ya Rabbi, accept that's it, done, finished. La wallahi. 6 months, ya Allah, accepted, ya Allah, accepted, ya Allah, accepted. Ya Allah, maj'alna mi'taqai, ya Allah, may Allah make us among those who experience their next of the hellfire, and so on. 6 months. Now the rest before Ramadan, 6 months, you know what they used to do? Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us live to see Ramadan. Ya Rabb. So your whole life is revolved around Ramadan. Isn't that amazing? Because the Quran was there. And as I mentioned to you before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is your hayat. This is your judgment day. This is where it was revealed. This is where qada is. This is where laylatul qadr is. This is where your sustenance is. That's where your decree is. Everything is there. So you have to think about it as such. So your azah is number two. You have to get it back all the time. Number three, you should be what? Thankful and happy if you pass the test. Number three is number two. You have to have a test. What is your test? Did you pass it or did you not pass it? What was your grade? Remember the school of Ramadan we talked about? You are given a piece of paper. Did you pass the test or did you fail the test? How do you feel? Did you go back worse than Ramadan before Ramadan, or did you go back better than before Ramadan? That's you feeling great. Who knows it? Only you. Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But you will know whether you actually got better or worse. So if you have been better than you were before Ramadan, you say congratulations. I'm happy, Ya Allah, keep me on. And you always seek that assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't think because you're here and you did a few things and you were doing some weights and you came and stood up here for the nights and you stayed behind the imam until he finishes and you've done the siyam. No, no, no. It's by the blessing of Allah. And remember, I remind you all the time, 17 times a day we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, we seek your assistance in order for us to be able to worship you. Nasta'inu bika ya Rabbi ala ibadah. So this is a tahni'ah. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. You passed the test. But after this, I have to have what? A game plan. That's what this whole thing is all about. Setting a goal. You have to set a goal. If you don't have a goal, what do you live by? What is your goal? Your goal has to be, I have to be in Firdaus al-A'la. Al-Himam, al-Himam, ya Ahbab. Raise awareness, the willpower. We work so hard in this life to get the best house, the best wife, the best car, the best of our children, the best job. Everything, I want to get my bank account up. I don't want it to go down. I got some coupons in order for me to get the best deal. How could I not want the best thing in the eternal? So I have to set a goal. What is my goal? Am I just settling for less? You cannot settle for less. Because it's eternal. It's not temporary silver. We're talking about permanent gold. How could I not roll my sleeves up? Because Prophet Muhammad said that. أَلَا مِنْ مُشَمِّرٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ Where are those who are going to roll their sleeves up for Jannah? And you think it's going to be easy? Wallahi, it's not going to be easy. You know the vision is around you, but you have to hold on to it. So once you set the goal, what do you have to do? Slow and steady. قَلِيلٌ دَائِمٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٌ مُقَطَعٍ So when Aisha radiallahu anha sahih asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best of actions is? Is قَلِيلٌ دَائِمٌ أَدْوَمَهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّتْ He says, the best of actions and deeds, adwamaha, the continuity, being persistent, being consistent. Wa in qallat, even if it's little. But here's the game plan. Now after Ramadan, what do we do? You know what we do, I don't have to tell you. But now you cannot do that. Know that you say, I dropped the ball on Ramadan, now I'm going to go what? That's it, man. You know, Shaykh Abayis Habidahullah, he says, now we start in Qiyam al-Layl. Again, it's on your list. So all I'm going to do, oh, I dropped the ball, man. Oh my God, before that I was not even pray. That's it. I'm going to pray the five Abidin prayers, all the Sunnah Nawafil, all the Nawafil, Qiyamul Layl. I'm going to walk 40 days. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to start this. I'm going to start that. Fast the month of all of these things. And then finish the Quran. No, you can't. You tusab bil futur. The scholars actually warn you. The scholars will actually warn you that don't go on any. You can't. It's a trick of shaitan. So my job is to warn you on these things. Now if you turn 180, it's very difficult for you to sustain it. Similarly, if you're smoking, you cannot run a marathon the following day. You have to cut down and be smoking until you stop. Then you actually work, walk, then jog, then run, sustain, increase. And that's exactly what we do with the ibadah. So please remember that. Steady and slow. Steady and slow. Don't over-promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you write anything. Don't be even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He's take it easy on yourself. In the later years, when he could not sustain it, he says, I wish I listened to Rasulullah. So please build your way up. You cannot be doing nothing and all of a sudden doing everything. So please work your way up. So if you haven't been praying all the time, or you haven't been praying, period, never despair of Allah's mercy. So what we give you a game plan. Okay, come back. Start your five prayers first. I go with the opinion, you don't have to make it up. I understand, I respect differences of opinions. All the scholars, may Allah bless them all. There is two opinions. One opinion is that you have to make up what you missed. The other opinion is that they have the proof. The other opinion says, though, if it's been a long time that you haven't prayed yet, you haven't worn hijab yet, you've been doing drugs, you've been alcohol, you're painting the town red, you're burning robbers, man, you got the bling bling down, and you got the babes all over the town, Allah help you, wallahi. Now it's all over, I'm talking to the youth because it's summer holiday. Hopefully they understand what I'm saying. Now you've been so far away, you know what the scholars say? Don't worry about it, relax. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, most forgiving. You will turn your bad deeds into good deeds. All you have to do is come back. So start praying your obligatory prayers first. And I'll give you the proof, inshallah. Just the obligatory prayers. Just repent. Take a shower. Take a shower with the intention of tawbah. Repentance. Declare the shahada. I'm not going to go into details. Because according to one madhab, that you're not a Muslim if you don't pray. Of course, the Shafi'i, debated with Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, the details is, what would make him to become Muslim?
declare the shahada. So waqaimun alayha, still says the shahada. That's a strong opinion. But you don't want to take a chance on judgment day. Because on judgment day says, Masalakakum fi safar, what brought you in this place? Qalu lam naku min al-musalli. First thing on the list. First thing on the list. What brought you here? And Saqar is lower than Jahannam. Jahannam is the highest one. The Muhideen, according to the stronger opinion. Lower than that. And there are seven ranks. Every one is 70 times hotter than the one above it. You understand? You cannot afford it, akhi. What brought you here? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. I don't want to turn this as خُطْبَةِ إِتُوبُ الصَّلَاةِ. But please understand, I'm just trying to tell you. You have to go slow and steady. So what is the stronger opinion on that? According to this opinion of the school of thought that I follow, is the simple fact that on judgment day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, are your prayers complete? Are your prayers complete? When they say no, what does Allah ask for? Where is your nawafil so I can complete your fara'id? You understand, my brothers? He did not say, did you make up the fara'id with another fara'id? That's the opinion, that is the easier one. I'm not telling you what the jumhur says. I'm telling you, I'm mushfiq, I'm taking it easy on you. Because if you're going to make up all these years with every prayer, another prayer, and the scholar says, so what's your intention? How do you know? And where do you find the gap? And all of that stuff. So the easiest one, take a shower, the intention of repentance, declare the shahada, start the five obligatory prayers first, don't add anything else. When you feel strength that you have the five steadfast, then you can add the rawatib. Rawatib is ma yatarattabu ala al-fara'id. That's what's called rawatib. It is what's attached to the fara'id itself, the sunnah, which is the 12 rak'ats. If you play those 12 rak'ats, Allah will build a castle for you in Jannah every day. Subhanallah. Then after that, you can do the nawafil. Nawafil is everything that's voluntary. There is banners under it. So once you do that, stay and fast now. So now we have to say, okay, we're going to start. Let's start fasting, you know, start with one day a month. It's the obvious, your goal is minimum three times a month. It would be the best. If not, then it Mondays are the best, or Mondays and Thursdays. Or then there's a long list of things that you can do a volunteer. But please make sure you don't go full force. You don't start saying, okay, I'm going to finish the Quran in 3 days, like some of the narration says. Even some of the righteous used to finish the Quran, and don't go for debating me. These are narrations, okay? If you don't listen to it, that's fine. I'm just telling you that some of the righteous used to, actually, even Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, rahmatullahi alayh, this become ya imam. How long did it take you to finish the Quran? He says, inna salah or kharij salah. Your question is incomplete. You're asking me how long does it take me to finish the Quran? Are you asking me when do I finish the Quran? In the salah or outside of the salah? He's in the salah. So he says, fi salat al-layl and salat al-nahar. Ya ammi wallahi nahna, we're so far out, may Allah help us, Allah. So he's saying, okay, now you're asking about when do I finish the Quran in the salah? He says, yes, in the salah. He says, okay, do you in the day or do you in the night? We're not asking you that. I understand that the barakah of the time was there. We don't have the barakah of the time. It's among the signs of times. So even then, remember when he was asked, ya Imam, I finished the Quran. A man came up to Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, rahmatullah alayhi. He said, I finished the Quran in 3 days. He says, go back. Go back and read the Quran as if I'm listening to you. He says, it took me 3 weeks. He says, go back. Read the Quran as if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to you. He says, it took me 3 months. He says, go back. And read the Quran as if Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula himself is listening to you. You say, I couldn't even get over the Fatiha. And I repeat these stories in order for us to be reminded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ reminded. So when I say slow and steady, please, what we're saying is, one page a day. That's all we're asking. Now if you want to finish the Quran on a monthly basis, there is a methodology. Do you understand there's about 20 pages in every juz? So we say there's five prayers. Every prayer, after every prayer, read four pages. That will give you the 20 a day. There is a methodology if you want to do it, but I don't want to do that. Start slow. So one page, but remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not say, أَفَلَا يَقْرَعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Now we have to change. Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. It's all about change. This khutbah is all about change. I need to change myself now, Ya Allah. I want to be your soldier. Khalas, done, finished. I've lived my whole life. I've tried everything. Nothing worked, man. I'm not happy. There's something there. There's a void in my heart. When I go to sleep, I'm afraid to die. Why? Because of my sins. So it's time now to change. Why should I not be looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah will look forward to meet me, not the other way around. Because the time is running, so let's now get on this one and finish the list on the second khutbah, inshallah. So we say one page a day. Now if you want to increase after that, but after you have the one page a day on your under your list. But what I'm asking you to do is what? Read one page. Just read one page. Now, after you read the page, you read the tafsir to understand what it means. After you read the tafsir, go into pondering and reflecting about the ayat, not just the meaning. What is that? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to me directly? How do I learn? What do I learn? Not just know the tafsir, the meaning of it. I have to change my life about it. So I've asked you before to start a notebook. Your notebook should be divided in half. One half is awamir, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Allah mentioned to us, lower our gaze. Sami'na wa ata'na, we listen and obey. So the first half of your note should be awamir. Everything that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the way, your key and your mission statement is Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all you believe. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, when we hear Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kana amru yu'maru bihi aw nahyun an. It was a command that was going to be given, ordained upon us, or prohibition that is going to be prohibited, forbidden upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, do this, I'm going to do it in the first half. Ya Allah said, so don't do this. Then I'm going to put it in the second half. And that's how I'm going to ponder, reflect, and implement it. That will be plea for you on the inshallah. Then after this, I'm going to start, you know what? I'm going to give sadaqah. I used to give sadaqah every, like, so much in Ramadan. Okay, so let's pace it. Every Friday, put something, even a dollar. But that's ongoing, sadaqah jariyah. It trains yourself. It keeps you going. So it's not just in Ramadan. I'm not Ramadani. I'm a Rabbani. I belong to Allah 24/7. So it doesn't stop. The actions indeed does not stop. So every Friday, make sure that you are, whatever it is. One penny, it doesn't matter. But it's going, it's continuous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you much more. Your fasting, we're talking about ongoing. Your everything, your qiyam, we're starting the qiyam al-layl now. This is coming for inshallah, Sunday. So continue doing that. Now salawat al-jama'ah, ahbab. Do your best to come in congregational prayer. For every footstep that you come to the prayer is doing what? One good deed is written, one bad deed is erased, one elevated rank. That for every time you come in, especially in the darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bashir mashain bi dhulam min nuril tam yawm al-qiyamah. Give the glad tidings for those who walk in darkness with illuminating guiding light. For every time you come in, especially Fajr prayer, may Allah give us the tawfiq. Wallahi, every time that this force of Allah does not make it, I know there's my sins. It's my sins that held me back. And I go back, I go, astaghfirullah, what have I done? You understand? So if you deprive that honor, you ask yourself, why? Why am I not going? It's on your list to is a righteous company and the righteous environment. You have to change, otherwise your company will take you away. So are you righteous company there? You know what that means? The three criteria we talk about. إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُهُ زَادَكَ إِمَانًا مَنْطِقُهُ. What kind of friends do you have? Where do you hang around? What company do you keep? Are these company that will tell you when you see them, they remind you of Allah? Do you have such friends that when you say astaghfirullah, you know, you've seen the brothers, it's a long list, it's a 15 things on this list. Have you seen it? Sometimes I go to the universities, the brother will be smoking, and you see this person of Allah. Allah help you, Shaykh. And then they would wear like a gold ring and they would hide their hand or they turn it around. You're afraid of this person of Allah, and you're not afraid of Allah, subhanAllah. So we have to understand, what is the company that you keep that will actually do this? So the company you keep is what? We said the criteria is, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَّرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. If you see them, they will remind you of Allah right away. Allahu astaghfirullah, it's haram, Shaykh. And not when they see you, oh, good times are coming now. Let's be my man. Let's do whatever, let's do what. No, that's not the company you want to keep. The company that will remind you of Allah, not keep you away from Allah. And دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُ. They walk Quran and Sunnah. They act, walk, and behave, eat, sleep, talk, everything. Like the Quran and Sunnah. They will guide you a straight path to Allah. Not just remind you of Allah, they will guide you a straight path. And when they speak, they increase your iman. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a righteous company. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد Alhamdulillah wa ahdahu salatu wa salamu ala ala nabiya ba'da amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters, the list is there. It's on your fingertips. All you have to do is do it. Follow it. Now, if you can, between Ramadan and Ramadan, if you can perform Hajj, Alhamdulillah. If you can perform Hajj, perform Umrah. If it's possible, to keep that drive alive. To go back and you link, where is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When did he receive that revelation? Where is he buried? And what is your umniyah? Is your umniyah to be with him? How much would you pay to see him in a dream? How much would you pay to actually lie in Medina? How much would you pay to be resurrected with him? How much would you pay to be with him in Jannah? So you have to connect back to where the origin is. Go to Hajj, go to Umrah, congregational prayers, at least with that. That's his sunnah. Follow the footsteps of the Sahaba so you can be resurrected with them. Be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah is pleased with you. On judgment day, you'll say, are you pleased with me? How could you not be pleased with Allah when he keeps you from hellfire and grant you Jannah? So we say that is the one. The last one I will leave you with is that review now. Review yourself. Hold yourself accountable. Al-kayyis man dana nafsah. The one, the smart, intellectual one, is what? Is the one that actually holds themselves accountable. This is what Prophet Muhammad said. وَالْعَاجِزْ مَنْ تَبَعَ وَنَفْسَهَا وَذَهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِ. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. A smart, intellectual individual is the one that holds themselves accountable. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say what? حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Hold yourself accountable before you're held accountable. Indeed, you will be held accountable. Don't you think? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَلَهْوًا. Do you think that we created you haphazard? We're playing games? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُجَمُّ. You're not coming back? بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنْ. By Allah, you will be resurrected. So hold yourself accountable. Have you not heard? وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Stop them. They will be held accountable. They'll be asked. You're summoned. So you hold yourself accountable first. What's your mission stick? Are you ready to die? That's your mission stick. Is there things that makes you scared that people will see? So why are you afraid of people? Why are you not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ula? So be ready. Let your secret life be better than your public life. Don't let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ula, the least of those two worries that you see, they see you. So you weigh your actions. Weigh your actions. What's your mission stick? Halal haram. It's not what is that people will say. It's not aib. Aib comes after. It's that what traditions and what cultures comes after. As that does not contradict. But our mission stick is halal and haram. Not what will people say, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say. So please let that be your mission stick. So your last one, if you hold yourself accountable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hold yourself accountable. You weigh your actions before they weigh up to you. So everything you say, see, hear, do, and everything you walk to, is it going to be on my right hand side scale or is it going to be on my left hand side scale? Where is your mind? Have you been accordingly the slave of Allah al-Rahman or a slave of Shaitan? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to each and follow the best of it. Make us among the ibadu rahman, u'taqai shahr ramadan, and yu'iduhu alayna awaman adida wa sayyatan badida, ameen ya rabbal alameen, and accept from us and forgive us all. Wa akhada wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. يا رب انك الحمد لله رب العالمين وتعالى وتعالى وسلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملأ الاعلى من الدين. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعد بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين. اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين. اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا عن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعد مكر المختار من تحتنا اقول من تسمعون. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعافي وكرامة المسلمين وارحم موتانا ومرضى المسلمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه وسلم.